You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Let's do our opening confession. Holy Spirit, override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies to my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. People spend so much time trying to hide those things that they don't want people to see. But meanwhile, you can't get healed of what you don't acknowledge. Before I got here, I saw heard a report that teen depression is at an all-time high. And they don't know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of stuff that you're trying to hide. You're saying everything's okay when it's not. You're saying you're well when you're not. And that's the difference between confessing. So you got to acknowledge where you are. I need help in this area. You got to acknowledge that. Then allow the healing of God to come in. So you have to make a decision. I will not be held hostage by anything. And the scripture says in Romans, how it talks about whoever, whatever a man succumbs to, that is what he has been mastered by. So he now becomes a slave of that thing. So if you're a slave for approval, if you need approval, just like what you heard Sharon say, when she got free of that, then she recognized she didn't have to perform. So once she didn't have to perform, then that means she's free. You're free to grow. You're free to make mistakes. That's the part that frees me up. You're free to make mistakes. You know, you spend your life trying to make sure that you don't make a mistake. And then when you're free of that, you know, you can have your hair jacked up. You can have on the wrong color socks that don't match such and such. You don't care because you're free. And people don't know how to deal with you when you're free. They say stuff and it doesn't impact you, doesn't bother you because you're free. Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I messed up on that thing, didn't I? So what was, you got to just make that decision. You follow me? All right, so let's talk about happy hour, because it's happy. It's happy when you're free. Open confession. Ooh, this is good, Shay. What we got? So depression comes out of that thing. Feel guilty about something? I mean, it blessed me when Jazz talked about teen pregnancy. I ain't sweat it. I ain't know she was going to say it. But she free. She said it. Then she said it again. What was it, last Sunday? Mm-hmm. We're talking about a woman that always cared about how she looked, how she was perceived. Now she couldn't care a flying hoop. Yeah. Say flying hoop. That just feels, something about that feel good. Feel good to me, Teresa. Feel good to me, say flying hoop. Yeah. Babe, it feel good, say flying hoop. Flying. Wasn't no cuss word in there. Just flying hoop. Right. Okay? But see, no shame in her about that. No condemnation in her about that. No condemnation to us about it. Remember that night? Well, some of y'all was here on Thursday night. I shouted out, that's my daughter. Because see, when your children, they have issues that go on in the life. You keep the door open wide enough, they'll come in and share it with you. But if they think they're going to get guilt, shame, and condemnation from you, then they got to go to something else. What's that something else? Y'all don't shout it out. Am I on? Okay, good. Okay. What they got to shout out? Drugs? Shout it out. Alcohol. People. What do you mean, Nicole? Men? Okay. All right. What else? Eating. Okay. What else? Huh? Spending. Okay. Porn. Yeah. Whip it good. Yeah. Okay. I told y'all I was free. I don't know why y'all. Okay, I mean that was a song, wasn't that a song? Okay, all right, I was just quoting the song. See, I'm just trying to quote the song. Stay with me. Just stay with me. I had to break up the tension. All right, say you with me? All right, so let me teach my lesson here. Let me teach the lesson. All right. Hope. I'm right. Faith, we good? We good? I'm riding to church with my wife. We just talking. Man, that's a cool place to be. She's talking, I'm talking. I listen, paid attention, Top Gun, was paying attention. Get out of the car, bubbly. Then meet my son-in-love. He outside. Ride up to the church, get hugs from you guys. That's just hope, man. Yeah. You can find hope anything. Hope is in anything. Because you can look around at a whole lot of stuff and not have hope. The fact that you're breathing. You might have been sick last week and you're healed this week. I think Ed and Sharon was talking about last week, last Sunday when we were going through the Dave Ramsey. Last year, I didn't have the money to pay taxes. This year, I'm looking forward to paying them. Follow me? See, there's hope in something where you can look at where you were. That's what Sharon was talking about. You can look at where you were. And guys, the only thing I'm going to tell y'all is this. Don't make apologies for how far you came. Follow me? If you got healed in some area of your life, you don't have to make apologies for it. I know I got further to go. Leave that part out. Fair enough. and you healed enough where nobody see it but you, that's still a testimony. You might have been offended by everything. Somebody look at you the wrong way. You get mad. Now you only get mad half the time. That's a testimony. You ain't got to apologize for that. I'm not who I used to be. Just leave it at that. Fair enough? No, I'm just putting some hope in you. Teresa, we good? All right. All right, somebody read that for me. Who got a mic? Monty, you all cheer. Monty, cheer like this. Against the wall. I never seen a mic person like that. Usher, lean against the wall like it. There you go. Go ahead, Monty.
Hope allows us to see, and faith allows us to do.
Okay. All right, so y'all talk to me. What stood out to you last, what I started this on Sunday? Well, that was the second part, Sunday? All right, so what else stood out to you? Just raise your hand. Y'all know I'm going to bring that up every either Sunday or Thursday, right? Yeah, thank you, sir. I got hope. Somebody going to answer the question.
Hope is a decision.
Okay, all right. So, Ed, tell me how that impacts you. When you say hope is a decision, how did you have to use the decision of hope to be where you are, to go through what you're going through?
Oh, in 2009, when I found out I had colon cancer, I had made a decision to have a colonoscopy.
Okay.
And that's how they found it. So in that, we caught it at an early stage.
Okay.
Hope.
Hope.
I had no question about whether I was going to survive the surgery or anything.
Okay.
And that was because of hope.
Okay. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Grab it. Okay.
I like that there are two components.
Ooh, okay.
You got to have both.
Okay.
Because hope alone, you ain't going to get there because you ain't done nothing.
Okay.
And without faith, you're not doing nothing. So you kind of have to have them working together. So Amen. It's like a joint venture.
Okay. And how is that for you?
Okay, so for me, it's like if I can't imagine it, if I can't imagine me having that type of a thing, then I can't have any faith to attain it.
Okay.
So I have to first change what I'm looking at.
Okay.
What I am strangely impacted by what I see.
Okay, all right.
And that happened last weekend. I saw some videos.
Okay.
I was looking at videos on cooking something.
Okay.
A lot of videos on cooking something. After it was done, I went up and I go to the store.
Okay.
And I bought the pan that I saw in the video.
Okay.
And then I took the video and I took the recipe that was on the video and made dinner.
Okay.
So I didn't have the faith to do that until I saw the hope that it could be done.
Ooh, go ahead, Sharon. That's what. All right. Wayne? That's good.
You took us through the that workshop for the people with the Blessed 13 who was depressed.
Uh-huh.
I realized I didn't have hope.
Okay.
So I couldn't have faith if I didn't have hope.
Okay.
And you gave me hope that day.
Okay.
And that's when I was able to exercise my faith for a job.
Okay.
And it came just like that. But before that, I couldn't see a way. I'd say to myself, I'm too old. Nobody wants me. I'm just, ready to be put out to the pastor.
Okay.
But then once I got hope, then I could start exercising faith.
Okay. I got animal. Just get. Thank you. Get some hay. Get to going. Okay. All right. Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate your honesty. But that's what I'm talking about. Things are being exposed. All right. The God of hope. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you. How you get hope? You got to be filled. So he's putting things towards you that you can see and be thankful for. But unless you allow it to fill you with all joy. So hope comes before joy. And peace in believing through the experience of your faith. Like Wayne just gave an example of the whole scripture right there. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you would abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his what? Promises. You got to grab something. You got to grab a promise. Whatever you're believing for, you grab the promise until that promise becomes real. That's one of the biggest challenges I see in this local body. is the promise only lasts for a little while. It lasts until the circumstance comes. It lasts until the situation comes. It lasts until I see something different than what God says. But you got to hold it. And you got to hold it. And you got to say it. And you got to believe it. And you got to wake up with it. You go to bed with it. I know I keep saying that, but that's what I've seen in this local body. Excited about the giftings and talents of God. But then, let it go. It's not in style today. Got to let it go. Got to get something else. But I didn't see this manifest yet. So I'm going to let it go because it took too long. It took a day. It took a week. It took a month. It took 4 months. But his promise never changed. How often should you forgive? Okay. So if you did less than that, then the promise is not activated. He said, who has resisted unto blood striving against sin? I tried that. But had you resisted unto blood? Guys, there are people dying every single day that appear to have every possible financial blessing they can have. They appear to have the nice house. Nothing against the nice house. Nice car. Nothing against the nice car. And it opened up a closet bigger than this one. Bigger than this room. But somewhere hope was lost. Some decision that was made. Something didn't go their way. And they decided life wasn't worth living. When I look back at the video of the young man, that Young and the Restless, I like studying things, and I looked at the interview that he had with T.D. Jakes, and it was him, the gentleman and his wife, or the gentleman and his girlfriend, I'm not sure. Was it wife? Girlfriend? Mother. Ex-wife, okay. And let me tell you something about body language. A natural blink is like this. I just blinked. Y'all saw it? Okay. That's a blink. When you do this, that's you hiding something. Or you can say you're covering something. You feel it? When he was being talked to during that interview, and Pastor Jakes, Reverend Jakes, was talking to him about it's not your fault. It's not your fault. So what was going on with him was the gentleman, what's his name? Yeah, St. John. I didn't get that part. See how free I am? I don't have to say the name that I know I don't pronounce well. And then JF won't have to say nothing to me. Give me them betty eyes. Okay? So what happened was, T.D. Jakes is telling him that it's not his fault. That he did everything that he could do. And it was not his fault. And so out of respect, the gentleman did not push back. But what he did was, as he's being talked to, he blinks real long. Because I can't receive what's being said. Because to me, it's my fault. So when I'm talking with someone, I'm looking at their blinks as to what I'm sharing with them. And if I see that blink, and it's subconscious, so don't be saying, I'm going to make sure I'm blinking around the past. I'm going to be like this. Tamika, I'm going to be like it. Okay? When I see the blink, I just shorten my conversation. Because that blink, it's almost like the King Kong movies. Remember the King Kong movies? The old ones? Yeah. I mean, some of y'all seen them? Yeah, no, that was before the time? No, King Kong. Okay, thank you, hon. Thank you, babe. It's like that. It's a mechanical doll, so they can't make it blink like a person. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, see? Okay. All right. But that's what that blink looks like. And so, like I said, you know, people don't go around and try to not blink, but you know, well, they talk to the past, they're not going to blink, sure. But I can see it, and I register. And that was his way of saying, I'm not going to disagree with him because this is Pastor Jakes. But the blink told me, and I told Curl, I said, look at the blink, watch the blink. She said, what are you talking about? I said, watch how slow he blinks. And so that's just your way of covering. Okay. You follow me? And so I just say that to say, when you see people like that, leave them alone. they're not receiving what you say. You can pray for them, but just allow it to register that they did not receive what I was sharing. So as a result of that, I'm going to pray in the spirit more for that person, for that situation. Okay? All right. The biggest enemy of hopelessness is the future. Because the biggest fear is that I won't be ready for it. I can't change it. It's going to stay the same. There's no way out. And tomorrow is going to be worse than today. So that's why there's hopelessness. Because if you believe that today, the next day, or the next hour, the next minute was going to be better, then you would live that in that time, right? You would be excited about that. You know, like children, they're excited about Christmas. Once they find out what time it is, that it's the next day, they don't go to sleep. All right, I want to throw something at you. So I want to talk about a cognitive thinking error, and it's called fortune telling. And the crystal ball says something bad is going to happen. So that term fortune telling, there are now, they have expanded it to about 19 cognitive thinking disorders. Well, not disorder, but patterns where you think a certain thing, all or nothing thinking, black and white thinking. I want to talk about fortune telling. That is an actual cognitive thought process that I've found is one of the key components of depression and suicide, because your mind says tomorrow is not going to be any better than today. So if you dealing with depression, you stay in bed because I will try to sleep the pain away. If I lay down and I dream, my dream had to be better than my life. You follow me? And guys, the only reason I'm ministering on this is because the Holy Spirit told me, of course, but you guys will be on the cutting edge of what the body of Christ needs to recognize, is that there is a lot of people hurting in the body of Christ. And you will have the key to how to bring them out if they're willing to. There are pastors that are dealing with depression and they can't talk about it. They can't share it with anybody because, after all, they're supposed to have all the answers. But you got to be emotionally healthy. You got to be able to have somebody you can talk to. All right, so this young lady has really got this thing going on with this crystal ball. Something bad is going to happen, okay? So fortune telling. You predict the worst possible outcome. What kind of outcome? So how can we do that? What could be worse than the worst? Let's talk about, go ahead, Nicole, you mouthing something, go ahead. Might come your way. Okay. The worst possible outcome. So let's think about scenarios. Yes, what? I got one right here. She's just repeating to herself. You good?
Yeah, like you have a cold.
Okay.
And you keep coughing.
Okay.
And you say, oh, Lord, this cold is never going to go away.
Okay, okay.
All right. Oh, my God, I'm coughing so much, I might have lung cancer.
Ooh. Okay.
You know,
okay.
Oh, my God, how long is it going to be before I'm dead?
Ooh, okay, that's real stuff.
That's a bad way to go.
Okay, all right.
So I have a friend that's pregnant right now.
Okay.
And she sent me a message today saying that she found out some bad news about her husband not being able to take paternity leave.
Okay.
And get paid. She's an entrepreneur. So her mind, I could hear in the message, went to the worst possible scenario. Okay. How am I going to feed my kids? Uh-huh. I'm expecting this new child. How are we going to afford all the things that the child needs?
Okay.
So she just had a lot of question marks.
Okay. Okay. All right. And you can feel it. Okay. All right. What else? Anybody else? Another scenario? Wayne?
I had this friend who's been talking about his marriage. He had some doubts about his marriage, and he was suspecting that his wife was, like, you know, being unfaithful. And it came to pass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Worst possible outcome?
She's filing for divorce.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you think that just happened?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, guys, the microwave society says that you should be happy all the time. If I'm marrying you, you should be up all the time. You know, it's like, I shouldn't have to go through anything with you because you wasn't like that when I dated you. Yes, you would. So if you don't line up with what I thought you were going to be, then you gone. So what I'm saying by that, what I'm saying is, nobody's going to hang around and wait for you to get back to who you used to be. That's just the way it is. Everything I get, I want it fast. I won't have to work for it. Y'all follow me? Y'all got me? Things real, man. You mean you're supposed to build a church? You mean you got a tour? You got to put work behind it? You got to believe God? You got to show up for service? You got to do these things? You got to, what? Forget this. I want it fast. This negative prediction becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now remember, the first part is you predict the worst possible outcome. Then you're surprised when the prophecy shows up for what you have believed for. Write this down. I am today what I spoke yesterday. Or I am today what I believed yesterday. That's the only thing that can show up. What you believed, you are today what you spoke or believed yesterday. So I believe I'm the best, then what am I looking for to happen in my life? The best. Now, what that means is when they have the challenging situation, they're going to call who? Because the best possible outcome is that God will use me to bring healing to that area. So if you're believing big, then you're going to go through some challenges because you are the only one that can solve that. So instead of looking for the worst possible outcome, I'm looking for the best possible outcome. You follow me? Because I am today what I spoke or believed yesterday. We gravitate towards our strongest belief. That's why you got to really listen to and look at what you are sharing with people and their response and reaction to what you're sharing. Faith is a teacher. And she can tell based off the students that she talked to, which ones are hearing her, which ones are responding to her, which ones she needs to water more, which ones she needs to back away from more. I do the same thing with you all in ministry. If I crush you by saying hello, then I just wait. If it bothers you, if I correct you, then I'm still responsible to God for what I share with you, but what I share will be different than how I would have shared it before. Follow me? Because you gravitate towards your strongest belief. If you get offended easy, no matter what said, what's going to happen? So guys, write this down for me. Just write this for yourself so you can be happy about it. You need to have some hope. If you recognize your thought is twisted, bounce it off somebody that's healthy. You follow me? Share with somebody. Hey, look, you know, such and such. And you know, don't use names unless you feel totally comfortable. You know, I mean, if you got a, what's the word, propensity? Yeah, go ahead. I rock with it. I ain't gonna say it again, though. I'm gonna stay. I made it that time. That's good enough. Y'all get it? You get it. Sure, you got the thing. Okay. All right. If you think a certain way, and I see. If you think a certain way on the end, you know what I'm saying? Like if you what's the word? What's the place we want to use? If you get offended easy. So bounce that thing off somebody that got some health in them. Well, you know, such and such said this to me, and that thing bothered me. What do you think? And then if they healthy enough, hopefully you chose the right person, they'll say, well, sus, bruh, you know, I really didn't hear it like that. You know, so maybe you're a little sensitive in that area. Don't allow that thing to fester, because when it fester, what it does? What does it do? It's going to grab the same type of thought, but more severe than the last one. And all I'm talking to you about is how to avoid hopelessness in a situation that wasn't supposed to be there. You follow me? Because the enemy got a plan. The plan is, I got time. And I got your mind. And I'm a plant the thoughts that will allow your mind to go where I want you to, so you will stop hanging around with healthy people. And then when it's over and done, and it's done, then people at the gravesite is going to say, he seemed like. But he set you up so you would isolate yourself from healthy people that would tell you the truth and say, hey, look, I think you might have missed that one on that one. You know, let's reevaluate that thing. Let's take a look at it from a different angle. But when you do that, be willing for them to be mad at you. Mind, step out of the way so I can look at the clock. See, depression is subtle. Depression says, if I can get you to this place, where else can I get you? Because if I can get you to this place where you're depressed and you don't know it, then the next day you're driving down the road and decide, okay, I'm going to speed a little bit. Matter of fact, I'm going to mix some drugs in the sense that I'm taking medication, but I got to taste a little wine today. Okay, I'm going to keep on going. But I just want you to know you're going to gravitate towards your strongest belief. Yes, sir.
What happened if you have the negative thought, you bounce it off the healthy person? I know for me, because I have negative thoughts. So okay. I bounce it off the healthy person, and it drains them.
Okay.
So,
it's up to them
okay.
to set a boundary with you.
Okay, so they set the boundary with me. I tend to go over the boundary.
Okay. So it's up to them. Oh, to reestablish the boundary.
Okay.
Follow me? Y'all understand this question?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not getting in the tune with you. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I done told you enough stuff over time. You're not taking me with you. And that's what, Wayne, that's what, you know, we had talked about with this guy. And I, Wayne and I talked. And I said, Wayne, you got to set boundaries with this guy. I say, what is it about the guy who wants to meet with you on Sunday after service? You pumped up. You happy. You got the word. You got the word all in you. And then he's like, shh, I'm going to suck it. I'm going to suck life right on it. Hey, man, let's talk on Tuesday. Or let's talk on another day. But out Sunday after service, no, we not meeting. That's the boundary. Because, see, when you now y'all got stuff you're looking for. You watch the blink. You sharing something and that blink go on. You see, you're going to look for the blink now. And that's when you say, tip. I mean, let me ask, check, please. Don't stay there. Jesus didn't save everybody. Y'all get mad at that. He said it in his own town. They didn't listen to him, didn't pay attention. So did he stay there or he moved on? Shoot, people. There are people who waiting on you. And it's not the ones you've been ministering to for 15 years. Okay, keep it moving. I'm serious. I mean, guys, think about this thing. Let me just share it right quick. So, got a young lady. Y'all remember me giving a testimony about the young lady coming to church and never left out of the house? Yeah. Have you seen her anymore? No. Y'all think I'm lying when I say people don't want to be free. Now, if you came to service for 3 weeks and you got free enough to leave your house, wouldn't you want to come back and get some more? See what else you can do? But I'm known for not going out of my house. I want to know what's on the other side of that. I used to be a people pleaser. Perform my butt off. That's why the thing's so small. I'm free. Faith, we all right? We straight? But man, when I got free of that thing, I stopped caring what anybody thought. Now, you don't do stuff wrong and stuff like that. I'm going to be in faith, but I'm going to have fun. I'm going to laugh. So I wanted to know what's on the other side. I've been in bondage long enough. What's on the other side of bondage? It's freedom. Then when you get 20% free, you say, well, what's on the other side of 20%? What's on the other side of that? What's on the other side of that? Then when you get to 100% free, you're in glory. And I don't mean like in heaven. I mean like glory in the earth. People see you coming and like, wow. It's a real place, man. But you got to decide you want to go there. Depression not over in glory. Depression is not over in joy. Depression is not over in peace. You go where evil can't follow you. But you got to hold on to it. Because I've told you weeks ago when I was doing this series, it's not what happens to you. It's your way of processing what happens to you. You got to get to glory as fast as you can get to. That's by what you think. That's by what you say. You need more rest, go to bed. I mean, it's simple. You get jacked up when you don't think, I mean, you don't get enough rest. How many of y'all like that? Yeah, you know, you just turn to them and say, look, you just need to take a nap. Just go home. I'm going to tell you something else. Let me just go there. Then this is too simple. Try not to eat on your job. Leave the job. I mean, go down. I mean, if you can't go far away, just go to the cafeteria. Don't eat at your desk. Your brain didn't get any rest right there. Go somewhere else. And it's okay to put your headphones on while you're in the lunchroom so you're signaling to nobody. I don't want to talk. I got this 45 minutes or this half an hour. I need it, you know. No problems. Guys, you got to take care of you. Okay? You got to talk?
Do that. I go to my cafeteria,
yeah,
and try to eat alone.
Okay,
I have to go to my car,
uh-huh,
alone.
Yeah,
and people just come up to me.
Okay, you gotta go to the car then. They don't come up to the car.
I go to the car.
Okay,
and people still like, even sometimes on the phone, people, hey, let me ask you something. I said, don't you see
okay.
on the phone
okay.
or in
okay.
the car?
Okay,
so what boundary I can put up? Because I would think the window up is the boundary.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good boundary.
But they still come and knocking on. So
okay. I have a little sign you make.
Okay,
throw it on the window.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk after lunch. Just make a sign. Talk after lunch.
I mean, y'all laughing, but that's
yeah, really it's real stuff. Okay. Yeah. You know, we got to make a decision. What's in us that need to be needed? That ain't Jesus. It's real stuff. Make the sign. So now we're going to tell how much he want to be free, whether he make the sign. Who going to, Nicole, you going to make sure he make the sign next week? You going to check? You going to remind? Huh? Who? Okay. All right. You're going to bring it to him. See, no excuse. Yes, sir. And just do the sign. Do it cool, though. Jay?
I go through that with my job as well, and I want to know from you, how do you make it stop? So if you're a receptionist, you're not allowed to leave the desk. And, like, people wait until my other partner isn't near me. The phone happens not to ring. And okay. they talk for like 30 minutes. And you're just like.
Okay, I pick up something.
I mean, like, even if the phone does ring, they're like, hurry up, get off the phone. Don't they know I'm trying to talk to you? And you're like, okay.
So you might have to put it on new sources. I'm not telling you to lie, but there's a special way where I can't have a lot of company here because I need to do my job. So I put it on the company and not on me. You follow me? Yeah. You follow me? Yeah. So, you know, I can't have a lot of people around the desk while I'm doing my job. Yeah.
I have the same issue sometimes when I'm teaching. Uh-huh. And because I'm in a suite, I'm in the middle of the suite. So people will come through my back door okay. uh-huh. to come through my – or they'll come through my front door. Or it's like the phone will ring. And it's like – And I've literally asked, this is Miss Scruggs, J3, how may I help you? Uh-huh. And then they'll tell me, oh, well, Miss Scruggs, so and such and such. And I'll be like, I'm trying to teach, you're interrupting.
Okay.
Or if somebody comes to try to stand, like it's their break, but I have a class,
uh-huh.
I'll be like, you got somewhere else to go?
Got you, there you go.
We're in class.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll look at, oh, sorry, yeah. like.
Yeah. But you got to say something.
Yeah, you have to.
You do, Jay. You got to say something. And people don't like what you have to say, but you got to say something. Yeah. Dude walked in, you know, somebody left the door open. Dude know we don't open till 9:30. I'm teaching a class at 8:30. He walks in, And I look to my right, and this dude sitting there pulled a seat up to come to class. He not even in the class. So I stopped the class. I said, excuse me, bro. I said, notice my hands now, because hands do a whole lot of stuff. I said, we don't even open at 8:30. How you get in? He said, well, you know, somebody left the door open. I said, well, which door you come in? Now notice one point, meaning that that's the door you need to go back out of. But I'm hitting your subconscious, and you're not even aware of it. So I said, yeah. So, yeah, you need to go ahead back, man. He said, oh, I'm sorry. You got to say things because, write this down. Let me say it first. The scripture says, in the latter days, how did he say that thing? Oh, it's somewhere where it talks about people will be inventors of evil. Haughty, high-minded, proud. So that means I have the right to come in her class. I don't care if she's teaching, but I'm proud. So until she tells me to get my proud butt on out of there, get my proud butt on out. You got to tell people because, guys, did y'all see the news the other day where they have a school bus that was lined up, school buses lined up? You know how they have the signal thing that you can't pass? The dude drives up on the sidewalk. So because they don't have it on that side where the driver is, they have it on the opposite side. He drives up on the sidewalk so that he's not breaking the law. But men, people will become inventors of evil. Nobody has ever seen that one before.
Yesterday, at the school, it was on the news. We didn't get to leave until like 6:30.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was. They said it was an active shooter.
Okay.
But it was a scary situation. Just to see the cops come in blaring with, you know, telling them, get your hands up here.
Okay.
It's one thing to see it on TV, but to actually go through it, it's kind of traumatizing.
There you go.
Because this morning I got up this morning at 6:20. I was fully dressed, but I laid down and I had an emotional moment on my bed because I think I was paralyzed. I didn't want to leave my bedroom.
Okay.
I wasn't afraid, like, because I knew the cops were there to help us, but to actually see them all full force. Okay. With their AKs out and coming into each room. Like, we had one kid that was, I mean, that night I was really joking about it, laughing about it. But the next morning it was like the reality, I got to go back. Uh-huh. And so I literally had to just pray myself out of it this morning.
Okay.
God, you didn't make us with the spirit of fear. Okay. I did the Lord's Prayer. I kept talking, you know. And I finally got myself up. I got to the car. Uh-huh. And I sat in my car for 10 minutes. I didn't even pull off.
Okay.
But when I got to school, I wasn't the only person. I was kind of glad because, like, all the staff, we were rolling in, like, at 8:05. You're supposed to be there at 8:05.
Okay.
But we were rolling in a little later because people were apprehensive to come back to work. Uh-huh. And we had a lot of people out today.
Okay.
And even though they had restorative circles and counselors and things there, it was a really traumatizing experience.
Yeah. So send me a text and let's get together. So see, that's the difference between faith and the other people who didn't know what happened, why they didn't want to show up on time. The little children. Unlike faith, that's a grown woman. She could articulate that she knew something was different. But now that little child will never see school the same way again. Because they can't process exactly what she just said. And look at her face. They can't process what she was able to talk about. They don't know why they wet the bed last night. They don't know why they wanted to sleep with mom or dad last night. They don't know why they wanted to leave that door open. So, see, that's the stuff I'm talking about that people just bypass and they say they're okay. You heard her say. It's real. I did some research on that when I was like, well, what goes on when a child goes through that? And they start talking about stuff. It was a long article that was done about that, and it was talking about how these children who wet themselves and who made last phone calls to say, Mom, do this because I won't see you again. But it was not like what Faith went through, but this was a, what do you call it, like a fire? What do you call it when you?
A drill.
It was an active shooter drill. in those children, because the teacher's not supposed to say this is a drill. Right. And wet themselves, text their parents and say, I won't see you no more, stuff like that. Yeah, it's real stuff, guys. But that's what we're talking about, hopelessness. All right, so we're going to stop right here. But repeat after me. I recognize. Who said thank you? I recognize that the sickness and evil that I encounter is more than my humanity can bear. So cleanse me of any sadness, negative thinking, or despair that I might have picked up during this time of prayer and ministry. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me anew with your life, your joy, and your strength. Strengthen me where I felt weak. If you guys give me 10 minutes. Holy Spirit, what did you fill him with? Just close your eyes, guys, other than security. Just close your eyes. We ask you to fill us with your joy, your peace, and your love. Would you mind showing us in a moment of time how you replaced all that anguish, all that intensity? And just raise your hand once you see it. And just open your eyes. Y'all just shout out, what happened? Peaceful sleep, okay? All right. Huh? Rest, okay? Relief, okay? Jesus got my back, okay? His presence, okay? Safety blanket, okay? All right. Reinforcement, okay? Yes, ma'am.
Just free and dancing around in the sunshine.
Okay, okay. Keep going back to that dancing. Yeah, okay? So all I did was I brought you back to this, where you grabbed onto a promise that was hidden on the inside, and he just gave it to you in a different translation. Never let it go. Never let it go. Amen?
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.
Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christian Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Okay.